Welcome to episode 7 of season 2 on the Fertility Podcast, going out every day this week for National Fertility Awareness Week UK from the 2nd to the 8th of November 2015. Now, my next guest is talking about a technique that she has used herself in her own fertility journey. And she's got a really interesting take on what she does. She's called Alexia. And also, there was some pretty interesting press coverage last week about Alexia. So let's catch up with her and then I'll tell you more. Welcome to another episode of the Fertility Podcast, where I'm really keen to welcome this guest, a lady that I met not long ago at New Media Europe, the geeky podcast conference that I've spoken about already. So without further ado, I'm going to welcome Alexia Leachman to the Fertility Podcast. Alexia, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for having me on.
It's a pleasure. Well, it's really interesting what we're going to be talking about because of the different hats that you wear, and I want to talk a bit about head trash because that obviously leads into your podcast, the Fear Free Childbirth Podcast. And I must just say I've signed your petition, but we'll talk more about that in a minute. So just to explain about head trash, because it's really interesting what and how you came up with it.
Okay, well, my background is a coach, and one of the things I became very interested in as a coach was working on mindset. I realized that as I was working with my clients that your mind, your head, whatever it is, gets in your way of wanting to achieve all your goals and all that stuff. So I trained in a bunch of techniques that you can use to help you to clear and shift mindset and clear some of those blocks out the way. And I was fortunate to have been almost guided or told, you've got to be on this new course, as in guys come up with a new technique, you've got to be there, you will love it. And I kind of, well, I had to be there. I was on the course, I was fortunate to be there, and it was a new technique called reflective repatterning. So I was one of the first people to train in it. And the one thing that I noticed when I used it on myself was it really felt like it cleared my head trash. That's how I described the feeling. You know, 1 minute I had this stuff in my head and then it went. It wasn't there. And it was like, wow, that's weird. And I'd never really noticed anything, you know, working on me like that before, even though I'd used a number of other techniques that people may have heard of, like neuro-linguistic programming, thought field therapy, which is a tapping technique that Paul McKenna uses. And so this was really doing stuff that nothing else had done before. So I was really interested. But my background is business and marketing. So when I come to something, you know, I wasn't a therapist when I came to learn this. And so my own personal modus operandi, I guess you could say, is I try and streamline things and I try and make them really simple and easy to understand. So what I did with reflective repatterning was I simplified it because I felt that here was a technique that was really powerful. I was getting amazing results and my clients were getting really good results, but it was kind of hidden in the therapist's room, you know, and I never for 1 minute considered myself to be somebody who would think, oh, I know, I need to go and see a therapist, even though actually, goodness God, I had so much stuff that I could have done with seeing a therapist for, but I never really thought that that was me. And so yeah. I think there's a lot of people out there that are missing out on doing some of this really important head work because they simply don't think that a therapist is for them. And so that's who I'm kind of helping, or who I want to help with head trash, is I simplified it into a really easy 5-step method that you can do on yourself. And by literally just trimming out all the stuff that, you know, it still works even if you just do this bare essential stuff. And that's what the 5-step head trash clearance method is. It's basically a super simple way of using reflective repatterning to clear your head trash. So what's head trash? Like fears, anxieties, stresses, phobias, all that kind of stuff. And that's where head trash came from. And the minute I kind of launched it, I started getting loads of inquiries for people that wanted just to clear head trash rather than my normal coaching work. And so it looks like I kind of hit a need there, you know? So that's kind of where the whole head trash thing came from.
Well, we're going to put a link to the podcast on the show notes so people can have a look at that. I'm going to try those 5 steps actually, because sometimes you don't even realize that there's the clutter there until somebody points it out.
Completely.
But what's also interesting is the kind of organic journey that's taking you to working with women that are pregnant. With the Fertility Podcast so far, we've focused on different things with regards to your mindset. We've talked about the tapping and the NLP and different coaching methods that people use to work with people going through fertility treatment, because there is such stress. And what I'm really interested to talk about is, I mean, I know personally I was quite anxious when I was pregnant. Obviously, I've been through a lot to get pregnant. I wasn't ridiculously anxious, but there was possibly more of a concern. But I don't know whether it's any more than any normal person pregnant. I'm not saying I'm not normal, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah. When you've been on more of a journey to get pregnant. So I'm really keen to know
more about the way in which you've now used this for the Fear-Free Childbirth podcast, and whether you've come across people who maybe have gone through fertility treatment, and whether you've seen any difference in how they are compared to your average pregnant person.
Well, first of all, the way I came into the whole pregnancy thing was when I first trained in this technique, when he's using head thruster, I became pregnant myself, and I was absolutely terrified of birth. I was the kind of person that was going to ask for all the drugs, and I was going to have epidural, and I couldn't even bear to read an article in the paper about birth, or I couldn't even think about birth without crossing my legs. I had a real deep-rooted fear, and I had no idea where it had come from. But I was really, really fearful. So I ended up using this technique on me and my own fears during birth, because I'd heard of hypnobirthing, and it really wasn't touching the sides for me. It was all very well kind of trying to think positively, but I needed some real hardcore, like, you know, stuff that was going to get rid of my fears. And so I decided to use reflective repatterning to do that. And that's where the whole fear-free childbirth came from, really. I kind of tried using it on myself as a guinea pig during my first pregnancy. And I was completely amazed at the results I got with my first birth, which was completely natural at home in 6 hours. And so,
wow.
It was an amazing birth. And I was prepared for sort of the nightmare of C-sections and epidurals and everything. And I never thought, but, you know, I was amazed, and I thought, well, I really need to get this out there. People need to know how to do this. And all my own head trash piled at that point. And I thought, oh, well, maybe it's a fluke and blah, 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 you know. So I kept it to myself, and I just passed it to friends and family and that kind of thing. And then so my time came with my second pregnancy where I was like, right, okay, I had a whole new bunch of fears coming in, like, oh, my God, the pain, I can't bear it, and what if I can't do it again? And all this new stuff came in, and I got to put my work to the test, as it were. So I refined it with my second pregnancy. And for me, I just wanted to repeat my first birth. I thought, if I can just have that again, that would be amazing. But I wasn't prepared for kind of not beating it, but improving on my first birth. And it was euphoric, not just painless. And it was much quicker and easier. And it was amazing. And I was like, wow, this stuff really works. I've really got to get this out there. And so that's what propelled me to launch the podcast, to share exactly how I did that. And so I've worked a lot with women now that are, you know, on that pregnancy journey, and whether or not they are pregnant, you know, some of them are trying to be pregnant. And certainly there's one lady I can think about who is really just on a really difficult IVF journey. And she's had, I think it's 3 or 4, and it's really, really challenging for her. And the one thing she struggles with is just that emotional roller coaster, the impact on the relationship, and just how she feels having to go to work and not really being able to be open about her situation with those people around her. And so I used a lot of my techniques or my work with her just to help her to feel at peace and to feel okay and have the strength to carry on, because it was a journey that she was committed to, but sometimes she just couldn't face doing it. And so a lot of the stuff, even though, you know, I can't say that it'll, you know, she still is on that journey, but certainly she's found a lot of help from the kind of way that I do work with people to get rid of those kind of really strong, deep-rooted things that are there that are really hard to shift with, you know, a glass of wine or thinking positively or going for a walk. You know, there's obviously some of those things are really helpful, but sometimes you just need something a bit deeper to really help you in those times of need.
It sounds such a worthwhile thing to look at with regards to if you're going through fertility treatment, because one of the things we've talked about with the fertility podcast is the patience and the importance of a positive mindset. And when you're on a roller coaster, like you say, and there's a lot of waiting, and actually we're going to do a season in the future about dealing with fertility treatment whilst you're at work. It'd be really interesting and to talk to you again then as to some kind of dealing mechanisms, you know, when you're having to just put on a brave face and your work face, so to speak. I'm a big believer in the kind of the mindset that you have through pregnancy and through any kind of treatment having a big impact on I hope, a positive outcome for treatment, but also your birth. I mean, I had a positive birthing experience, which I do also believe what you're saying is where my head was at as to how I went through it. I mean, I was lucky to have a water birth, and I was 7.5 hours with my first. But interestingly enough, I have noticed some fears creeping in for number two. You know,
really?
touch what I get there, thinking, well, I want the same thing, if not better. You know, I want to make sure it's the same. So I'll have to come back and talk to you then.
I'll be happy to help.
So as far as anybody listening to this, as I said, we're going to put the link to the 5 steps from head trash. But if there's people listening with regards to going through fertility treatment, what tips would you say from what you're offering or where they could go to just find out some of your techniques? I mean, I will put the details of the Fear Free Childbirth podcast as well.
Yeah, I think the thing that I would urge anybody going through a difficult emotional period is really to be upfront with your own emotions and what you're feeling and not try and deny them or suppress them. In the first instance, I think that's what I would urge, and it's very easy to try and ignore what you're feeling or not acknowledge it, and they can be very painful emotions, and not to want to, you know, actually just sit in them, wear them, be with them, cry. Like, you know, if you're going to sit in a crying mess for 6 hours, then do it, because that stuff has just got to come out of you. Because if the longer it stays within your body, the more damaging it will be in terms of stress, but also it won't kind of open you up to being the right energy, won't be within your body to welcome a new life. And so there are a lot of emotions that we do keep trapped within our body that I think it's important to try and release. And that might be using my head trash clearance method. There are other methods as well. There's a really great one. I had a miscarriage on my pregnancy journey, and one of the things I used, I used the chakra balancing meditation that was really powerful for me at that moment, and it worked just for me. It was right for me then to clear that kind of loss and grief that I was feeling at that point. And so there are a number of techniques out there, but I think the common thread is that they all start with you being very upfront and honest about how you are feeling. And then, you know, once you are in that place, it's really trying to label those emotions as much as you can and describe them. What, you know, what is that that I'm feeling? Is it anxiety? Is it stress? Is it grief? Are you grieving a future of your life that you're not yet having? You know, what is it that you're going through? And try to kind of be aware of that and write it down. And certainly with my technique, the head trash clearance method, it involves you literally being very aware and clear about what they are, because then what you do is you take each one in turn and you kind of clear them or neutralize them. And so you, in order to be able to clear them, you need to know what they're called. You need to give them a word. So that's why I say, you know, it's really important to be aware of what you're feeling and not to shy away from it, but almost to dive into it. As much as that might be painful for you, it's probably better to go that way than deny it, because it'll just come and bite you on the bum much bigger and more scarier later, as far as I'm concerned.
It's all good tips. Now, one other thing I want to mention is the petition that is on your Fear Free Childbirth podcast website, which I've just signed. Tell me a bit about it, and we've got some interesting press coverage coming, haven't we?
Hopefully, fingers crossed. It's my petition against Channel 4 and One Born Every Minute, which I believe instills a lot of fear in women when it comes to pregnancy and giving birth. And certainly a lot of people that email me on my podcast are telling me how they love listening to my podcast, because it creates, it's like a positive bubble for them to hide in terms of listening to stories and content and how birth can be. And they often cite One Born Every Minute as being the reason why they're scared of birth.
You know? I didn't watch it. My mum watched it.
Really?
Like, when I was pregnant. Oh, have you been watching it? No. Why would I watch it? Women are screaming.
I know, but you just have to jump onto Twitter when it's on TV just to see the impact that that show has on people's view of birth, even guys, you know. And so it's just anybody, but unfortunately that is kind of, because we're not educated about birth at school in a real meaningful way, we kind of learn about birth through the media. And so unfortunately, whenever births are put on, you know, TV shows like EastEnders or any kind of soap opera, drama, film, it's always super, super dramatic and painful, and there's medical teams everywhere and machines beeping and it's all that kind of stuff. And it makes it really, really scary. And that's exactly what One Born Every Minute is. And it makes it look like that is how it is. And actually, it's not. And I'm sure if my birth was filmed, everyone would have switched over, because it was just so dull. I was just breathing on my sofa and there's nothing else going on. And so, of course, they're not going to show that on TV. But actually, that is how a lot of births for many women are. And so my petition is really to, you know, persuade Channel 4, the makers of One Born Every Minute, to really portray a more balanced view of childbirth, so that people who are watching that, who take it as their own education around childbirth, are seeing something that is a little bit more informative and less made for TV entertainment, which is currently what it is. So that's what the petition is. So I'd love your support. If you want to come over to the fearfreechildbirth.com website, then there's a banner on the homepage that takes you straight through to the link, or you can find it on change.org website as well.
We'll put the link on the show notes.
Thank you.
It'll be easy to find. And we're not going to say where it's going to appear, but hopefully, fingers crossed, there should be some press coverage, which is really exciting.
Yeah, very exciting.
Alexia, thank you for your time. It's been really good chatting to you. Really useful tips, and I look forward to speaking again.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Pleasure. You take care.
Bye.
Bye.
So I mentioned the press coverage that Alexia was expecting. As we were doing that interview last week, her story went live in the Daily Mail. It was then picked up in The Sun. The following day, she was on Five Live, and I touched base with her just the other day, and the media storm has continued. So do have a look at the show notes to find out all about the petition and what's been written. She's had some quite negative press, actually, bless her, with regards to what she's standing up for. But so it's a really interesting debate. So the show notes for you are thefertilitypodcast.com/season2ep7. It's been great having your support this week. Do make sure you're subscribed if this is the first time that you're listening to the podcast. You can, of course, download via iTunes, Stitcher and Spreaker, or through the website thefertilitypodcast.com. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the support that you can get if you're going through fertility treatment. We're going to be speaking to Kate Bryan, who works with Iron UK and Fertility Network UK, and also Tracy Sainsbury, who is an IVF counsellor. Make sure you're back tomorrow.